From the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him. But the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testify, he is the Son of God."
Yes.
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I thank God that my parents baptized me and brought me into the Catholic Church. I'm very proud and blessed to be a Catholic.
Amen.
I love my Catholic faith.
Yes.
And one of the gifts of being a Catholic is to come and to worship in the Holy Mass on Sunday morning. There's never been a time in my life, at least, that I can remember of missing Mass.
Come on.
I didn't go through one of those cycles that some people go through of kind of forgetting about church. I was taught, no matter where you are Saturday night, you better be in church on Sunday morning.
Come on. Come on now.
And I've always been drawn to liturgy. As a little boy serving to a grown man that I am today, the liturgy captures me. The liturgy captures my attention. The word, the sacrament, the song, the ritual, it draws me in. And as priests for over 20 years now, I've always enjoyed offering the Mass to God's people. Whether it's been a small little chapel or a grand cathedral, there's something powerful about leading God's people in prayer.
Amen.
As we do Sunday after Sunday. And there are many, many words that I say and you hear that are attractive and spiritually rich. But there's one phrase I offer that always touches my heart. It's beautiful to see the people of God, especially in this space, exchange signs of peace with each other. The love, the hospitality, the warmth that's exhibited here. But while that's being done, the altar's being prepared for communion.
Yes.
And the priest takes the host that becomes, that was bread, that's now God's body. gift the finest wheat. He takes what was at one time simple wine, becomes a precious blood. That's why we don't call it wine.
Come on.
It's the precious blood of Jesus. And he breaks the host and holds up the chalice and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." That always gets me going, church.
Yeah. Come on.
Because I think about what that Lamb has done for me. The precious Lamb of God.
Yes.
Born into sin that I might live again. He's a precious Lamb of God.
Yes. Yes.
That I don't deserve redemption. I don't deserve anything but punishment for my sins. But he looked beyond my fault. He looked beyond my fault and he saw my need.
Yes, yes,
and so I praise him. I praise him. I praise him. That Lamb of God takes away the sins and invites me to go from sin to grace. That I'm called each day to be a little bit better than I was yesterday.
Yes, yes.
I ain't there yet. But I ain't what I used to be.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes, yes.
Consumed of Christ. He knows, as Isaiah prophesied, "I am your servant. You've sent me." And John knew his role. I'm not the Christ, but I tell you one thing, I'm going to prepare the way for him.
Come on, come on.
Like the opening act of the main event.
Come on.
At a concert. John was meant to prepare the way. And now he comes and he says, "Don't follow me." He saw people and he said, "Jesus coming." He said, "Behold the Lamb. Behold Jesus who takes away the sins of the world."
Yes.
John pointed out Christ that the world might know in his time and every time after, there's somebody greater than you.
Come on.
There's somebody we all should be following. There's somebody who woke you up this morning. There's somebody who sustains you. There's somebody who's with you. In the darkest hours of night, he is your light and your salvation.
Come on, yes.
When the storms come, he's your umbrella and your tabernacle. When you are hungry, he is your bread. When you are thirsty, he is your thirsty drink that satisfies you. Who knows what I'm talking about this morning? Point him out. Imagine all of us point out Jesus in ourselves. And then somebody else. Imagine what we could do to our world. Imagine how we could heal our land if all of us would recognize the dignity each person has because she, he, whomever is God's child.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's pro-life. That's respect life. That all life matters to God. To recognize and say to someone, "You know, you really sing well. You did a great job leading that ministry. I appreciate your generosity." Who did that? What a different world. What a different world. To recognize the presence of Christ in somebody else.
Yes, yes.
To invite that person to become all she and he is called to be. Tomorrow, our nation will pause to remember the light. Martin Luther King Jr. Who'll be 91 years old this past week. It's amazing. He died before I was born.
My mom.
And I'm old. And his voice still sounds today. We honor him, not because he was perfect, He was not perfect. He had his struggles, his challenges, his weaknesses, his sins. Just like me. Anybody in church perfect?
Nope.
I don't think so. We don't canonize him. We don't demonize him. He's a man like anybody else. In fact, he wouldn't be a simple preacher and have a few courses on the side. But God's called.
Come on.
To service.
Yes.
And I would dare to say he was reluctant. But he gave himself away to service to make our nation better. To call our nation what it's supposed to be, because you can write down a constitution or a bill of rights on paper, if you don't live it out, it's just paper.
Yes, sir.
He called us, he pointed out Christ for our country, that you can be better. We need to be better. And what he asked for? Equality, rights, things are given to us by our constitution.
Come on.
Because some people are darker than others.
Come on.
Some folks live in different neighborhoods, different states. It is what it is. And he spoke out. But we forget sometimes. The civil rights movement was first and foremost a church movement.
Come on.
It began in church. And most of those folks were preachers and teachers. And the word of God sustained them, as Martin Luther King and so many others use the pulpit to call us to consciousness in our country, to point out Christ, to point out the way we should be. And sometimes by pointing those things out, we got exposed to things that got to change. Because sometimes folks don't want too much truth.
My.
But the truth will set you free.
Yes.
We celebrate his life tomorrow because he, like so many others, pointed out Jesus and helped to heal our land. And God knows our land needs to be healed. In many ways, things are worse today than they were back then. You know, I prayed about it and thought about it, about the national holiday. So many people struggled and fought for that national holiday. It was much more than a chance to hear Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday version. It was a struggle. A lot of folks did not want that to be. And what is it now? For some people, it's just a long weekend. Or even a service day, which is good. We should be doing service all year long.
Yes.
Let's not water down the message of what King truly wanted for us, that we need healing, that we need Jesus to be pointed out, that we might recognize his presence in each other. We're not having a day of service in our parish tomorrow. We have in the past, but it chose not to this year. And the reason is on purpose. Because I want myself, and I challenge you, to get uncomfortable tomorrow.
Come on.
Get uncomfortable tomorrow. We could come here and get a dumpster filled up, and we should. It's plenty of stuff that can be thrown away. And wipe down the pews in this church by ourselves. But imagine all of us. The wholeness and the fullness of service opportunities for our city. The work of somebody else beside their neighbor. The crisscross and do things in life out of the comfort zone. Like speaking up for the environmental racism in our public schools. I didn't go to public schools, but it bothers me.
Come on, come on, come on now.
Gaza.
My
God.
Our men to recognize a woman can do anything a man can do.
Come on.
Y'all still get quiet when I say that.
Come on.
But women can do anything. No. When are we going to recognize that many times we as church divide people? You go there, you go there. I don't think that's what God intended. Oh, yes, we try to be a welcoming church. But I've been in spaces, in the Catholic Church, in the Archdiocese, to come and celebrate Mass. Somebody says, can I help you, sir? No, I'm actually here to help you. I'm here to celebrate the Mass.
Amen.
Because I'm a brown man.
My mind.
And I don't live in your neighborhood. Can I help you, sir? No. The church should be open to anyone. And everyone,
yes,
black or white,
yes,
male or female,
yes,
Democrat, Republican, gay, straight, transgender, the list goes on and on and on. And when we get that right, the glory of God smiles upon us. Heal our lands, Lord. Heal our lands. We need that healing to come upon us today that we might point out the Lamb of God. On the altar, yes. Also, the presence of Jesus in each and every one of us. I am God's child.
Yes.
Not because I got this old. I am God's child just as I am.
Come on, come on. God for healing in our land. We ask once again the Lord to be with us today, that I might say the words, behold the Lamb. You, more importantly, might recognize God's presence in every human person. Amen. Amen.
Yes. We need healing, church.
Yes.
Does anybody need healing besides me in church today?
Yes.
In our homes, in our streets, in our communities, in our hearts, in the schoolhouse, in the White House.
Yes.
We need healing, church.
Yes.
We need to recognize the presence of every person. You're my sister, you're my brother in the Lord. Heal our land.
Heal my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I will heal their land.
Land.
happen to you, church.
Yes.
Themselves. Humble yourselves and pray.
Seek my praise. Turn from their
wicked ways.
From heaven
I will forgive.
Loving God, we thank you so much for the word today.
Yes.
We praise your holy name. Let's open up our hands next time and just offer up your own petition today for our country, for our church, for our streets, that we might be a people of life, a people of peace. We pray for those who are sick, homes, hospitals. We pray for healing to take place in our marriages. For those who are addicted, we pray for those in the struggle for employment. We just pray, Lord, you might heal us. We might heed the words each and every day. Your presence among us. We ask all these blessings in that name, above all names. That name that the devil runs away from, in that name, above every name, the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's pause for a moment now. As we transition from word to Eucharist, as bread and wine is brought forth to become the body and blood of Jesus, we bring our offering to support this church, which is so important for this neighborhood. And thanking God for the word, we might be people of life and peace and justice. Amen.
Amen.